That was Boom by the X-Ambassadors. And again, we are here with Portia Lynn Snaps from Drag Royalty. Ooh. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really good. Honestly, like, this week has been a lot, but, you know, we're waking up refreshed.
Yes.
We're waking up ready for the world. We're waking up for this weekend.
Oh, yes, we are. Ooh. And speaking of this weekend, you know, well, before we really get into it, I just want to, for those who don't know, tell us a little bit about Drag Royalty and, like, kind of the things that you do. I know that you are vice president of Drag Royalty. So just tell us a little bit about the RSO.
Yeah, so basically Drag Royalty was an RSO that was created a year ago by me and the president, my darling dear Miss Rebellion. And basically we set out to have like one open stage show a year. Oh wait, no, not a year.
But
a
like,
month.
Yes, a month. Yes.
But basically it was just the fact that I came to ISU and as a freshman, I had already done drag once or twice. It wasn't good, but I still did it.
Yeah.
And I noticed, I was like, there's literally one show a year. That
yeah.
is not enough opportunity for me to at least grow in my art form. Because for me, in my personal opinion, to grow in drag, you have to do it a lot.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
have to get that experience and you have to see what you can do better, all that. So therefore, I was like, we need to have a monthly show. We
right.
need to do it. So therefore, I was at Drag Bingo. It was the year with, I want to say, it was 2 years ago. It was...
Ooh, I wish I remembered.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wait, no, it was Honey Mahogany and,
yes.
Oh, Nyjah Lopez?
I think so. I
yeah.
think so.
Yeah. If I'm wrong, I'll kick myself. But it was those two. And they were just so beautiful. But that's the first day I ever met Rebellion.
And okay.
A few days later, this was all in Welcome Week.
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
her, and I was like, hey, girl, you want to start a drag organization? And she was like, yeah, sure. So
right.
we got started, and our first show date was actually October 20th. And we did in the Multicultural Center, but afterwards, we just wanted to move to the Bone Student Center.
Right.
And we have been doing the thing ever since, honestly.
Yes.
We have donated to charities. Last year, we donated around $1,000 to charity. And this year, we're expected to donate the same amount, if not more, darling.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And basically, we're just all about giving opportunities to anybody who's... you know, interested and willing to participate in this beautiful art form we call drag.
Yes, I'm so happy to hear that too. You know, not only are you guys like being able to kind of go out and like, you know, really like perform and like show off, you know, so much like, you know, talent and like skill and just the artistry of it all. And then being able to also give back to, you know, different charities and organizations that, you know, are really needing it most. So I'm very curious to hear like with Drag Royalty, is it like something that's like open to everyone? Like how can people like join? And
yeah, so it's literally open to everyone, whether you're on campus, off campus, ISU student, not an ISU student. Like we really let anyone perform because at the end of the day, it's just the thing where we all have a voice. We all have an artistic expression we want to share. Why would we limit that? So that first and foremost, anyone can join as long as you don't hurt yourself or others. And all that. But let me see here. How to join.
Yeah,
well, first
yeah.
and foremost, you can register for a, let's see, our online, I want to say membership or like participation on Redbird Life. Like if you go to our page and da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That I would not necessarily suggest is the best way to do it. Like we'll still see it, but it's a thing where just come to one of us and talk to us and we'll get you in a show ASAP. Granted, we're getting a lot more people now, so it's really busy, but literally just talk to us and, you know, you can do a tip spot. If we do have room, we'll put you in a full show, stuff like that. This semester, I think, unfortunately, is all booked up at the moment, but next year, we got two series going on. We have Dollhouse with Porcelain
Ooh.
Snaps, a new competition, and then we have our Reading Reggie open stage show. The host of that will be determined in a few months.
That's really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are just tuning in, you know, this is Wake Up Normal, and we're just here with, you know, Kate McConville, the vice president of Drag Royalty, better known as Portia Lynn Snaps. And Portia was just telling us a little bit about, you know, the shows that are going on this semester. And, you know, we know that we've, you know, you've had this, you know, we've, Drag Royalty has been putting on this Reggie's Drag Race show for the last, you know, year. And I know it's very exciting because I know that, you know, there's the last couple shows this semester, and then we'll get to see the finale and who the winner may be.
Oh my gosh, I don't know what you're talking about. Gabe, oh my gosh. No, so yes, we have, so we still have our two show series this semester, one of which being our darling dear Reggie's Drag Race, which, oh my gosh. Would you happen to be a part of that?
Just maybe a little bit.
Oh my gosh. but yeah, basically February is going to be Snatch Game. We're all, you know, giving up a celebrity impersonation, and we're playing Snatch Game of Love. So we're trying to get a match.
Yes.
I might or might not be coming as Voldemort. Who knows?
Right. I was going to say a little tease.
And then I want to say April is going to be, oh wait. So we're skipping March, and then April, we are going to be doing a makeover challenge. Have you decided who you're going to have as a makeover buddy?
I think I do. I'm very excited.
Okay. And then May is going to be our finale show, but coming up very shortly in the next, I was going to say 2 days. In tomorrow, it is going to be Love is in the Hair with your host, Porcelain Snap.
See, and that is going to be exciting. And again, when and where is that going to be?
Yeah, so that is going to be February 10th?
Yes,
February 10th at 7 p.m. in the Gamify Circus Room in the Bone Student Center. Doors open at 6:30. And then tickets are going to be $5. You can pay at the door through our Venmo, which is literally, I want to say, drag_royal_business. Or you can pay through our website, which you can find in the link in our Instagram, drag_royal.
That's very exciting. I'm so excited to see, you know, you guys always put on like some of the best shows like on campus for real. And it's always really nice. And I'm just really glad that you guys are able to, you know, that, you know, we're able to kind of come together and, like, you know, put on these shows and, you know, show, like, the talent that, you know, so many students, like, have that we're not, you know, really able to previously, so.
That's the thing. I don't know. I really appreciate the chances I've been given because, honestly, with community engagement being included, you know, having students get the opportunity to go out there and just be with people like them and just be comfortable. It also provides a serious opportunity for drag artists just wanting to get out there in the first place. Because as an underage drag performer, it is hard to get gigs because obviously a lot of drag shows are in clubs, bars, stuff like that. It's hard to get gigs.
Yeah.
So therefore, to have a show like this where automatically I'm performing twice a month, which is a lot for underage performers, it's truly such a privilege, and I love it so much. It's allowed me to get more coverage out in Chicago, Champaign. Literally just got booked for 2 gigs yesterday.
Yes. Okay, working woman. Yes.
Watch me walk in like a suit and be like, I own 51% of this radio station. And you're like, no, you don't. And I'm like, well, I feel it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's all that matters. It's like, you know, that's awesome. Well, again, thank you so much, Portia, for coming in and just, you know, telling us a little bit. Just one more time, when and where can they, like, can our viewers, you know, listen to and see the, you know, the upcoming shows?
Of course. So our next upcoming show is Love is in the Hair. It's a love themed, all about love, darling. And it is February 10th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. in the Gamify Circus Room in the Bone Student Center. Venmo, Squarespace, pay at the door, tell me I'm beautiful and you'll get in for free. I'm just kidding. That was a joke. But yeah, so that's basically it. And I mean, if you want to help support your drag artists in the local scene, you can follow drag_royal on Instagram, or if you want to support a certain Southern Belle, then you can follow PorciaLynn_snaps. Portia spelled P-O-R-T-I-A and Lynn spelled L-Y-N-N, and then Snaps, honey, you know what Snaps is.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming in. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah.
And up next is Holy by Justin Bieber featuring Chance the Rapper.